Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at phrasal verbs for relationships. That could be friendships, romantic relationships, family relationships. And we're going to be looking at 8 examples of really common phrasal verbs that we use in our day-to-day lives. So for each example, I will give you the phrasal verb, explain the meaning and give you an example. So let's start with this one, break up, to break up. And this means to end a relationship. Hopefully this is not a phrasal verb you have to use very often, but this is the sad reality of life. So an example, my sister broke up with her boyfriend. My sister broke up with her boyfriend means she ended the relationship. Another relatively negative phrasal verb for relationships is to fall out with someone. And this means to stop talking to a friend or a family member or a partner because of a disagreement that you have. For example, we used to be best friends, but we fell out a few years ago. The next example is more positive, to make up with someone. And this is to return to a positive relationship after an argument. For example, my girlfriend was really unhappy that I came home so late last night, but this morning we made up. So everything is okay now because we made up. Maybe we had an honest conversation and now things are much better than they were. The next example is to get on with someone. And this means to have a good relationship with someone. This could be anybody. This could be family member, a friend. This could be someone you work with. For example, me and my parents get on really well. Next, to let someone down. To let someone down. And this means to disappoint someone, often by breaking a promise. For example, she said she would come to my party, but she let me down at the last minute. She phoned me and she said, sorry, I'm not coming to your party. We've all been there, someone letting us down, I'm sure. Hopefully, though, you are not the type of person to let someone down. Hopefully, you're a nice, reliable person. Okay, next example is to catch up with someone. To catch up with someone. And this means to share all the latest news with a friend. Maybe someone you haven't seen for a long time, and there's lots of news that you have to catch up on. So you might say to someone, let's catch up next week. Let's get together or let's talk on the phone and talk about all the latest news. Okay, 2 more examples. The next is to get over someone or something. And this means to recover. Often this is what we use when a relationship ends and obviously, at the beginning, you're quite upset, and then over time, things get better, things improve. For example, it took me a long time to get over my girlfriend after we broke up. And the final example is to bring up. And this is to raise children, to bring up children. For example, I was brought up in a religious household. My parents brought me up to be religious. They raised me to be religious. Okay, so there are 8 really common phrasal verbs to use in your day-to-day life when talking about family, friends, relationships. So hopefully you can start using those in your daily language. That's all for today's podcast. If you have any ideas for topics that you would like me to speak about in these podcasts, then please contact me, send me an email. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. And you can also find all the details about classes if you would like to take English classes with me online. Okay, that's all for today. I'll see you again next time.